everybody. My name is Shannon, and I am an alcoholic. Oh, my goodness. Hello. Good morning. Woo-wee. Okay, I'm going to start this timer here. Here we go. Mildred, thank you for saying you were nervous, because I am so nervous. And thanks to everyone who has just sort of loved me in my nervousness over the last day. So I really, really want to say thank you. I'm going to breathe a little bit as we get started. So just, you know, breathe on with me. Take a few cleansing breaths. It's all good. I really want to start by thanking Marty for asking me and Jeff. Jeff heard me at a Beacon Hill online meeting, Do Step 4 and 5. And so if you don't like my talk today, blame Jeff. You're gonna learn as I get to my fourth column that blaming other people is something I learned about in my fourth column. I'm really good at it. I really want to thank Derek, wherever you are, Derek. Your graciousness has just been precious to me. Thank you very, very much. And Shalabi and Anthony, wherever you are, I want to take you home with me. You are salt of the earth and have just really made me feel so welcome and comfortable, and thank you. To all of our past speakers, oh my goodness, what an amazing weekend so far, and an amazing, amazing weekend so far. And I am here, my charge today is to share with you on steps 4 and 5. And so steps 4 and 5 are the action steps, pen and paper. And I brought pen and paper. And so we're gonna get down and dirty about step 4 and 5 here, and I'm gonna share my experience, strength, and hope with how I have done and do step 4 and 5 on a regular basis. And I will tell you that I am not an expert on anything. I will tell you that pretty much everything I'm going to share with you today is somebody else's thought, right? Like, I will try and attribute, like, recognition to the names that I can remember, but just know that all of this has been passed down to me from sponsors and elders and mentors here in Alcoholics Anonymous. But I am going to talk about how I do step 4 and 5. Because as it's already been mentioned from previous speakers, it's really about doing the steps. And now it's time for us to get into action, 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 action. And I say that because I know how to do a sit-up, but I do not have six-pack abs, right? Far from, because I don't do sit-ups. So, like, knowing step 4 and 5, reading them in the book, having conversations about them is all great and wonderful, but unless you do steps 4 and 5, you don't get the gift and the promise of step 4 and 5, and the fifth step promises were read before I came up here, and I hopefully will read them again if I get to the end of this in an hour and share how they've come true for me in my life, because this fourth step is about figuring out what exactly is it in my life that is keeping me blocked off from the sunlight of the Spirit. And I didn't know that. I thought step 4 and 5 was kind of about punishment because I had so much pain and shame in my step 4 and 5. But what I've come to learn, it's about getting really clear, like really granular about what is blocking me off from the sunlight of the Spirit. And so, really quick disclaimer, I am going to talk about God. And God, for me, there are a lot of things I could say about God, but if you are new here and that phrase God, like, really wigs you out, I'm going to tell you that I was told that God is not a feeling. God is like the sun. And so I can be in the middle of a storm. I can be in the middle of a night, and I have total faith that the sun is still there, even though I can't actually feel it. And when I got sober in Switzerland in a mountaintop in the middle of nowhere, and I wanted nothing to do with God. But I didn't sleep much for a long time in my early sobriety, and which I'm sure doesn't come as much as a surprise as I'm rocking and rolling up here, but I didn't sleep much in my early sobriety, and so I'd be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd start hiking up that mountain, and I'd watch the sun come up over the Alps in the morning, and I'd know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there was a power greater than Shannon. Because I had nothing to do with the sun coming up over the Alps that morning. And so for the women that I sponsor, they know oftentimes in my prayer, I will just say, whatever it is that brought the sun up in the east this morning, I offer this day to you. And so whatever your concept of God is, it is welcome in this room. I'm going to use that word for ease and reference throughout my talk, but please know that that's the core and the center of what God is for me. Okay,